Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Astromind 2012, and we are here live in 2012, and this is a big year for a lot of people. And again, we were talking about 2012. Roy, what do you have to say about this wonderful year?
Well, I just want to thank everybody, first of all, our listeners and callers, you know, that spent 2011 with us, and now that we're into 2012, we're looking forward to another wonderful and interesting year. We feel that, you know, there's a lot of changes that are coming our way, and these are going to be positive changes. And so main thing is, you know, that's the kind of energy that we need to project out there. And, you know, to all our listeners and all our callers, you know, that's been with our show for years now. And is there anything else you'd like to share, Aita?
Yeah, Roy, I was going to ask you, what is your thought on, for an example, people who want to start out with their psychic ability? What is an example of why people are so afraid of using their ability? Not only afraid, but why do they have so much self-doubt? What is your feeling on that, Roy?
Well, I feel that a lot of people have been in touch with their abilities, and they might have seen or experienced something in their life that they wanted to, you know, almost wipe that out of their memory, you know, where, you know, they tried to use their beliefs or saying, well, that was just a figment of my imagination or whatever, you know. But I feel each one of us have had some kind of spiritual experience, you know, at a very young age, up into the age of being an adult. Main thing is that we need to go back now and remember those times and allow that energy or whatever we felt and to be able to look and be more open, you know, to a lot of, you know, these energies that are coming during 2012. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Aita?
Well, there's a lot of people out there, Roy, that have extraordinary abilities, people that have been doing it for years and years. For example, Lita, as my mentor, she's been doing it for years and years, and people like her have the ability, and they've been doing it for years and years, and they're already in tune, but it seems like they just want to keep going back doing the old stuff. And it's like, you know, if we get on the angel board with her, it seems like she still hesitates, and it's something that she seems like she doesn't really have a love for it. And what is your feelings on that, Roy?
The main thing is we have to all remember that when we have a true calling for something, you know, and this is something that we love, and, you know, it's almost like, you know, having the best feeling, you know, that you've ever had, and being able to, whether, you know, being able to take that energy and you know, allow that energy to presence itself, you know, whether it's readings or you know, meditation or just, you know, talking about it. You know, we can all can connect to that and you know, allow that energy. You know, why is it that, you know, sometimes when we do that, we could feel a chill, you know, or almost like goosebumps going through your whole body, because I feel, you know, that's when we have made that contact. And what are your feelings on that?
Well, since we don't really have a lot of callers right now, Roy, I just want to talk about the same situation. If you had someone that's been doing it, say, for a lot of years, and they're so used to doing things the old way, for an example, you know, like we were talking about how the disc jockey at Area 51, how he keeps playing the same old music. If, however, if they showed their creativity, say if Lita did put a group together and she put her board together and they had the best night or the best day of their life using that board, would that give her an energy rush to say, you know, this is, yes, this is my passion, yes, this is what I love doing, and yes, this is what I put my heart into, it, and I don't feel like it's a waste of money?
Well, I agree. You know, I feel that it's, you know, that we all want some kind of, you know, feeling or recognition, you know, for what we do. And when you put out that kind of energy, it's just going to come back to you, you know,
almost
whether
like
it be.
That rush goes right to your brain.
Yeah.
And it opens up those endorphins in your brain, those endorphins are saying, yes, it is okay to do it, because it makes you feel like, you know, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel good at what you're doing.
The main thing is, you know, connecting with that energy, you know, bringing those feelings back. You know, it's along with your intuition, your creativity, you know, and everything that you truly enjoy doing or love doing, and allowing that energy just to flow through your whole body. What's your feeling?
You know, what's
that
really
area?
Interesting about that, too, is we were talking about how the Joe Mazins, how they've been open for so long, and we say, how the hell do they stay in business? Well, you know, we talked about that, and, you know, yeah, a lot of it, what keeps them in business, and I'm going to also be truthful with you, is the compassion for what you love doing. That is what keeps it in business. And a lot of people give up that, Roy.
Well, they can't. You know, they lose hope. You know, they lose, you know, a lot of people, before they start a business, they could see, you know, where they want their business, you know, to go and to start growing and prosper from, you know, what they love doing. Main thing is that same energy has to be with you all the time, because once you lose it, then that's when you start losing interest, and that's when, you know, most businesses usually fall apart. And, you know, we've helped other business owners. We know, and we try to bring this energy, you know, and these ideas to these business owners, but for some reason they had already made that decision that they didn't want to do anymore. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, again, like you say, they lose hope, and once you lose it, you abuse it. And once you abuse it, it seems like it does become an abuse to the point where you become the victim of circumstances. And I think for a lot of people, for 2012, this is the year of the awakening. And with those feelings, with those emotions, with those endorphins in your brain, is this the awakening that we're talking about?
Yes, I totally agree that this is part of the awakening. You know, along with that, it's opening up, you know, other energy fields where, you know, we're projecting that kind of energy, almost like a burst of light, you know, that's coming out through our crown chakra. You know, that's where, you know, we all need to be, you know, where we projecting that kind of energy to the universe. And what's your feelings on that, Ethan?
Well, again, like you say, everybody likes recognition, and I think that it's not so much the recognition. I think it's the endorphins in our brain saying, yes, this is my compassion, and this is what I want to be doing the rest of my life till death do us part. And I think that's fair to say for a lot of people who do know what they want, and they go after it nonstop.
And there it is, going after your desires, you know, not allowing anything to prevent that, and just, you know, keep moving, you know, keep building, you know, keep creating and doing all the things, you know, that you enjoy doing more than any. That's why I honestly feel that a lot of people are going through a lot of, you know, hard times right now where they've built, you know, their businesses and lost their businesses. But what actually helped them to build that business in the first place? And that was their dreams, you know, their desires, you know, everything that they wanted to build into that business. And this can all be done again. And that's why we're going through these changes. What's your feelings on that, Ethan?
Well, they say, you know, they always have that saying, you only live once, and I think it's fair to say that for those people who do have those businesses are going to go a long ways in 2012.
Right.
And looks like we do have a caller on the line from the 918 area. They're just, I can sense that they're getting real excited to talk about our conversation, or they might even have a question about their future in 2012. So let's get with the caller from the 918 area, Roy. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, and what's your name, please?
My name's Amber.
And where are you from?
And yeah, you're right, I was. Because what you guys were talking about was passion and everything, yeah.
Well, I mean, you were getting so anxious, you know, to talk about it, and that's why I wanted to bring you on, because me and Roy were getting real excited about this conversation, and I know I was, because I was reading about an ascended master about this
mm-hmm.
thing, this conversation that we were having. And I felt that it was important that I should share this message to the world. And I think I think that a lot of people should stick with what what makes them happy, what brings them joy, you know. And even as we get older, you know, we think that we know what is best for us, and sometimes we don't. And I think, you know, just because of our age, you know, we say, oh, I'm too old for this, or this is a scam, this isn't service to people who really enjoy my artwork.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, there are people out there that do care about your artwork. And
of course, yeah.
You know, there's always those,
mm-hmm.
that percentage that do care.
Yeah, and my three names from the entities are compassion, service, happiness. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm like, I do care, and, you know, I've been going through a lot, so I was interested in what you guys were talking about and everything, so.
The main thing is I just wanted to share with you, you know, as we're into 2012 now, you know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people out there, a lot of listeners, you know, they're feeling, you know, something, you know, that,
I know,
that
yeah.
you know, change is coming, you know, that people need to, you know,
it already has
themselves.
Been coming.
Yeah.
It's already been happening.
Right.
Already activated.
Yeah.
It has activated a long time ago, and I think we're just recognizing it. even more now because
some people have just been recognizing it, but some people have already known it all along. So.
Exactly. And I think
Feel that people are starting to come to a more of a realization now that we're in 2012? You know, before, 5 years ago, you know, that's all people talked about, you know, what's going to happen in 2012. Well, we're here now, you know, and that's where we all need to be, you know.
Well, the year of balance was, like I said, the year of balance was, and the year of growth was not the easiest for a lot of people. That's where I could see where a lot of people struggled, even in business. You know, like I was telling Roy, you know, they just gave up. They gave up hope. You know, and they just said, well, we're just closing our doors. You know, this is the economy. This is the way it is, you know. And
I
think people just gave up too easily without a fight.
I know people should have more fight in them. You know, if something means that much to them, they should just go for it. And,
exactly.
You know, when
like
I was, I wanted to share one thing. When I was in the military, we had a slogan, you know, in our building, and it said, "When the going gets tough, the tough get going."
Yeah.
So a lot of it has to do with no matter what we experience in the past, we just all need to get going, you know, and get back on our feet.
For an example,
right?
I just wanted to share. My mentor had her own business back when she was younger, okay? And what I can't understand is she does it outside of her house. And then when you talk about another business and you say, you should go check out this business, you know, and she'll go in there and she'll say, oh, that's a piece of shit. That's a piece of junk, you know, because I wouldn't go in there. Or she would say, I don't know what keeps them in business, you know, and you look in your
but
past.
You can't think
and you
that.
Say,
you can't think that way. Yeah.
Because there's millions and millions of people who have a compassion for what they do.
It doesn't matter what people think anyway. You should just do whatever you want to do and people will come, you know. People will buy whatever it is that you, what you're selling or serving.
I'm trying to get out.
Know. You don't need to worry about that. You just need to just keep doing what you're doing and somebody is going to like it. Somebody is going to want to buy it. And somebody's going to come, so.
Exactly. I mean, does the banks worry about, you know, what people think or what they're going to say? No, they just take whatever they want to take.
Who cares about what the banks think? Just do what you're going to do and don't worry about it.
Same
and that's
thing
the thing,
is,
you know.
You can't worry
people,
about
just,
the small stuff.
You can't. Because
well,
it's a capacity.
My fiance owns a business. It's a small business, but it's a luxury supply business. And he came from a family that owned businesses, you know. So I know a lot of
so
people.
So you know that.
Like, I'm not anything like him, though. It's just weird. We're like so opposite. You know, but his father didn't even graduate high school. He, like, graduated 8th grade and started his business from scratch with a multi-billionaire. By the time he died, he was, like, 82 by the time he died, and he owned, like, a tons of businesses, a car museum, was extremely rich, and one of his sons, which is my fiance, I've been with him for like 5 years now. He owns one of those businesses now. So, I mean, and it's a small business because, you know, it's only one name owned. It's not a franchise, nothing like that. So, you know, and I mean, he doesn't allow, he understands the fact that you can't just rely on other people to always go to your store. You know, you just have to just keep going on with what you're doing and just keep doing what you feel like doing. And, you know, it's just the economy right now. It's not that great, but just keep doing what you're doing and don't worry about it.
And enjoy life. Yep.
Yeah, don't try to be too rich. Don't try to, like, you know what I mean.
Don't go over your means, basically.
So, are you guys doing any tarot readings at all?
Well, you know, there's two aspects about that, you know, and I've always had that thought about going over your means and going with your means. And the thought I had on that was my dad was telling me, you know, a while back that sometimes you have to set high standards for yourself and sometimes you have to set low standards for yourself. So you have to know that balance between the high and the low.
Yeah, exactly. But are you guys doing any tarot card readings right now?
Yeah. And what question do you have for us tonight?
I was just wondering. I'm not having a very good time right now because of one of my friends, me and him, stop being friends, and I just wanted to find out some clarification about it. So.
Okay. I'll be more than happy to assist
you. For me. Thank you. I am just like, it's just been so terrible for me, seriously. It's just been so stressful for me because.
Okay, and what is the concern of your question? Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hello? I think we lost her.
We might have lost her. She kept breaking up for some reason.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Yeah. Do we have any cards right now?
Looks like we don't. I don't know what's going on tonight.
Hello, man.
You're still there?
Yeah, I could hear you, Adrian.
Well, it was an interesting conversation that we were having, though, how I brought that up, and then she was thinking about business.
Yeah.
The reason why I think she was thinking in the same frame of mind as me, because maybe the message had to come out tonight.
Right.
And I think that message is part of that awakening that's going to activate everyone's DNA tonight, you know. And it looks like she just popped back on. Let's see. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name, please?
It's Veronica.
And where are you from?
Pennsylvania.
And do you have a question?
Oh, what an interesting name, Veronica.
Yeah.
Veronica, there is actually a name, an ascended master that me and my dad talk about regularly, and her name is Veronica.
Oh. Okay.
So you're actually named after a goddess.
Oh.
Veronica.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Do you have a question for us, Veronica?
Yeah, I was just calling. What do you see, being as 2012, what do you see coming up for me this year?
Well, Veronica, very interesting that you would say that. We were in the conversation of how we were talking about more about business, about how people should hold on to what they have now and make the best of it,
mm-hmm.
and really get in touch with their compassion for what they enjoy doing, because it gives people a life meaning. It gives them more of a meaning in life rather than bumping your head against the wall, you know, and worrying about, you know, worrying about who's going to make you happy, you know. And, you know, if we talk about happiness for a little while, you know, happiness does, you know, the real happiness does come from within. And I think that within has to do with our calling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is our calling in life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And what makes us happy, you know? And how people, I mean, what can we do to make ourselves happy?
Right.
So that we can make other people happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Instead of relying on other people's happiness.
Nathan, what do you see in Veronica's future?
Well, from what I see in your future, I see you finding that happiness.
Okay.
You know, and from what I see in the Sun card, it is a very good card, a time of good omen and happiness that is coming in your future for 2012.
Good.
And, you know, we were just talking about that, and I just pulled a card, the Sun card, you know, and it has a front and a back side. So the back side is the major arcana, which is the Sun. And the back side of the Sun, you know, what you always see on the back side of the Sun is basically an aspect of yourself, basically you looking back into the past. And you're looking back and you're saying, what have I accomplished in 2011 into 2012?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to ask yourself now, Veronica, is do I take that burden from 2011 into 2012, or do I learn from that burden?
Yeah, I'm hoping.
You know, what do I do when I look back in my past?
Right.
Do I take that burden? You know. So what you do is you go into your subconscious mind in meditation, and you go back and you say, I'm only going to take the good things from 2011 into 2012.
Okay.
Because now we're going into the year of the awakening, and that awakening, that vibration is going to activate.
Okay.
You know, it's going to activate in this dimension, this higher consciousness that we're all going to be affected by.
Okay. Interesting.
You know, and that way, the people around you, Veronica,
mm-hmm.
will not only you be affected by these positive changes, but they'll be affected too.
Good.
Because they're part of your family tree. Part of your family circle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's talking about in the Two of Swords, okay? The Two of Swords has to do with the family circle. The Ten of Cups has to do with the family circle of happiness. That is your wish for this year.
Right.
But the Two of Swords means that you're getting a better understanding now about family problems.
Okay.
Have you had family problems in the past?
Well, it was more of, like, me that was, like, having the problem in the family. A lot of it started in 2010, and it carried on into 2011, where it's, like, that was, like, when it really took effect. And it's been, like, especially over the holidays, like, really, 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 actually wasn't like real tough, but it was like, you know, it was different this time around because of just some things that have been going on in my life. So it's like but it's a family issue because it involves me and my family. Of course, they're in my life and trying to be supportive, but it's been tough. So I was hoping like 2012, you know, to begin to leave those things behind and become free of those things in 2012.
And that's what the Two of Swords is saying, Veronica. It's talking about peace of mind. It's talking about release is now in sight. You can see things a lot more clear now. You have a better understanding about your family problems and your problems now, because in your past, you had a better understanding about things. You see things a lot more clear. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because before, you had blinders.
Okay.
But now you're starting to open them up.
Right.
Because you're seeking clarity. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you came on tonight, because you're having... You're seeking clarity. You don't want the blinders on anymore. You want to have a better understanding for this new year.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where the next card comes in, is the strength card, okay? The strength card indicates that you're beginning of a new year. You have the strength now to overcome any challenges that may arise for you this year.
Okay.
Because, you know, you had to build up your strength.
Mm-hmm.
Like a muscle, you had to keep working it, and you just build up that strength. You kept pumping iron, you know. And don't you feel a lot more stronger this year? You feel energized?
It's crazy enough. I was like, I understand that the clock only turns to 12 o'clock, you know, but I do feel like, you know, a lot stronger, even like near the end of, like right at the end of 2011, like the last couple of days, you know, I started to feel revived, rejuvenated, and, you know, things are going to be okay.
Yeah, see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much what the cards are telling you a story, you know. That these were the trials and errors, and now you're getting past them. You found your strength to prepare yourself for that higher vibrational frequency.
Right.
Adrian, I just want to share a message for Veronica from the Wisdom of Avalon, the Oracle cards. I just pulled a card, and this will be interesting. It's pretty much everything that you've been talking about with Veronica. And I pulled the hawk. It's about omens and messages. And when the hawk appears, expect the message to be delivered to you to aid in your quest. Perhaps a telephone call from a friend will help you solve a mystery, or chance meeting with someone may solve a riddle. You may literally use see writing on the wall or overhear a conversation between strangers that reveals your own answer unexpectedly. You will know it when it appears. Be open to messages from others and be aware of omens and signs in nature. The world is constantly attempting to communicate with us, but we human beings have forgotten how to listen. So remember, when you are an intrinsic part of the great mystery of life, listen and learn. This is the gift of the hawk that soars into your life from Avalon skies. And what do you get from that, Veronica?
And now, that's interesting that you said that, because last year I've been getting a lot of dreams. And I don't know, I started to get a little frustrated because some of the stuff I'm like, oh, I don't know if this is happening, but maybe it'll happen in 2012 because the situation hasn't completely been finalized and nor ended. But maybe it'll happen in 2012. But I was getting a lot of dreams, and even like also like the clock thing, and for the first time ever, and I didn't know that this whole phenomenon was going on for so long until 2011, that I would constantly see, like, it started off with 11/11. Like, I would constantly see that, and it was like, well, that was weird. Like, why do, everywhere I went, like, on the clock, you know, if I'm out and about, I'd see 11/11, or I'd see, like, other numbers, you know, all the time, like 333 or 444. And every time I look at the clock, it's always, like, on, you know, those type of numbers that just keep repeating themselves. So, and I would look it up to see what does it mean, but I'm not really sure all the time what it really is saying to me.
And what does 11/11 mean to you, Adrian?
To me, it would mean the year of balance.
Okay.
So whatever
the
aroma,
the
signs that
she
was receiving.
Energy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the main thing is you became aware of your surroundings. You started noticing, you know, these synchronicities, you know, seeing, you know, certain numbers or certain signs or whatever. The main thing is, that's all good, you know, that you didn't just ignore it and thought it was just a coincidence or or whatever, you know.
Right.
You know, everything that happens in our lives happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to be open to that.
And I think that these messages that you've been receiving, too, I don't think they're human.
Right.
Yeah.
I think they're from a higher civilization
mm-hmm.
or alien race.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to make contact with you.
Right.
But, you know, you have to understand, you know, what are they trying to tell me? What are these numbers? What are these words?
Mm-hmm.
Because numbers is words in their language.
Okay.
We have to remember that numbers are a universal language.
Mm-hmm.
That everything that we, that, you know, in this reality that we live in, that has to do with numbers.
Mm-hmm. True.
So, you know, we just have to be open and, you know, and do our research and find out, you know, what exactly do these messages that are coming out or, you know, you keep seeing, you know, what are they telling us, you know, what, where do we need to be, what do we, you know, need to, you know, focus on, you know, what do we need to get accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is, since we are going into the, you know, more balance, you know, because this is the year of that, you know, this is where, you know, all of us need to be.
Okay. 2012 is the year of balance, you said?
Well, it's a year that we, everything, you know, all these energies, all, you know, the, our spirituality, everything, it comes into alignment.
Mm-hmm.
It's the year of ending things.
Yeah.
Anything from the past, you know,
right.
Spiritual awakening.
Right.
You know, and for the people who haven't found their center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And their balance.
Okay. Yeah, last year I began studying tarot. And I even like even in December, I started meditating more. And like it was interesting, like the new year, for the new year spread that I did for myself, that the card of focus that I'm supposed to focus on that I pulled was actually the World card, and that is the card that I'm supposed to focus on in order to attain the success and fulfillment. So I was really pleased with that also, but yeah.
That makes a lot of sense during 2012. I've been getting the World card a lot myself.
Cool.
Because we're surviving more on the world now. It's all about survival now.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about going back to the basics.
Right.
And that's where it's going to end up, you know, in the future, in 2012. We don't know when, but that's, you know, that's a sign that there is something definitely coming with that. That's what I've been, that's the feelings
is,
that I've been getting.
Main thing is to be prepared for that. It does happen. And even if it doesn't happen, at least we'll be ready. And that's where we all need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I also believe it will. And that's where it's heading.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Main thing is we can't focus on what, you know, didn't work, but what will work, you know, for us, you know, into the future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's why I told you the sun.
Our creativity, all of that, you know.
Yes, you're talking about the sun card, and that's why I was talking about the sun, looking back at that time. And why do you think they keep showing it, the 2011, the hard times? You know, that's all part of the sun card.
Yeah.
Looking back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking back into the sun and saying, wow, was that really us? Did we really do that?
Right.
Yes, we did. And we've gotten this far. You know, and that's the sun card, you know, the time
that's
of joy, the time of peace, the time of happiness. We're all setting that back now.
You know, and that's interesting, Adrian. I was just remembering, you know, what Zeus had said, you know, in the movie, you know, where he said that we all have to be reminded, you know, the order of things.
We all have been.
You know, that's why we're all going through what we're going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you think 2012
we keep reminding ourselves?
Uh-huh. Do you think 2012 will be like a better year for a lot of people? I know a lot of people seem to have a rough time in 2011. I don't know what was about the energy of that year, but I mean, maybe you know and understand more than I, because I have no idea what it was about. But it's like, it seems like so many people were really struggling. It was so chaotic for people. Like, do you think that it would be better for a lot more people in 2012?
You know, it's sad to say, but those things you're talking about were all barriers that everybody was carrying. And it's sad to say that we had to go through all that just to break those barriers.
Mm-hmm.
And to make those heavy sacrifices, the things that we shouldn't have to do as humans, but the things that Jesus Christ did on the cross for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you look back, you know, when he died on the cross, you know, I'm sure that for a lot of people that did go through those experiences, like 9/11, you know, they made a huge sacrifice.
Yeah.
For that event.
Oh, yeah.
For that awakening.
Yeah.
They made that contract for that awakening to happen.
Mm.
Just like Jesus did on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a wonderful sacred contract that they chose when they came here to make that contract?
Wow.
You know, you think about it. You know, what did Jesus Christ do on the cross? Would you lay your life down for this man?
Or would
you
lay your life down
today
for all the sins in the world?
Yeah, that's a heavy thing there.
And he's asking people to do the same thing. He's asking everyone, would you lay your life down for that man? Would you lay your life down for the world? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Part of it is, what are we willing to sacrifice in order to return, you know, back to him?
And we're breaking those barriers by making those sacrifices.
That's right.
Wow.
We've made so many sacrifices this year.
That this is not our world.
Right.
The world that we came from was filled with, you know, unconditional love. You know, it didn't have what this world has. You know, self-doubt, you know, fear, and all the, you know, negative things that are in this world. It was all love and light.
All love and light.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, and that's where
we
have to remember.
So, you know, the question to your answer is that question. Would you lay your life down to someone who gave them your life? You know, and then you think back, you say, did I just make that sacrifice so I could break that barrier? And you look back and you say, yes, I did. I made that sacrifice to break that barrier, and now I'm looking back. And you know, you're saying, that's me. I did make those sacrifices. And that's where we're at